Governor David Ige outlined the priorities for his $41 billion spending plan over the next 2 years, but it wasn't until two-thirds into his State of the State address that he focused on the bottom line.
A month ago, the revenue forecast for the current fiscal year was a robust 5.5% increase. 2 weeks ago, it was reduced to 3%, resulting in an anticipated loss of more than $330 million over the biennium.
The governor went on to say that taxes collected for the first half of the current fiscal year grew by less than 1%, indicating a slowing economy. The public employee retirement system also has a nearly $2 billion unfunded liability. After the governor's speech to lawmakers, House Speaker Joe Suki says there are other funding challenges.
The governor said there's going to be approximately $300 million shortfall for the biennium, and that's not even counting the shortfall that we may have because we dropped the personal income tax from 12 down to 8, and that's a substantial loss of revenue, too, that we will have.
The governor also outlined his plan to fund homelessness programs at nearly $21 million each year and focus on producing more affordable rental housing with more than 4,000 units in the pipeline. But Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health Committee Chair Roz Baker said the governor failed to address other critical issues.
It was disappointing that he didn't talk about long-term care, mental health issues, opioid abuse, all of the kinds of things that impact the quality of life of our residents, because a lot of homelessness is caused not just by the high cost of housing, but because the inability for homeless folks to function in society, whether it's because of drug abuse or for mental illness.
State lawmakers are also looking into potential federal funding impacts under the new Republican president and GOP Congress. Senate President Ron Cochi says the state's reliance on federal funding has increased.
When you take all sorts of funds, not just state funds, human services for the first time exceeded education as far as the money in the state budget. So, you know, clearly our budget priorities have been shifting in that direction. It has been an increasing cost, and without the federal assistance, it would have a devastating effect on us.
Meanwhile, Governor Ige's top priorities are transforming public education from a top-down State Department to a school-based system and fostering the growth of the innovation economy. He says he introduced the first venture capital bill 20 years ago and will be asking voters for another term as governor to complete the task.
Where the real big payoff, the job creation, is really at that next level from proof of concept to implementation. And that's where a lot of our companies leave, because we haven't quite cleared that hurdle where a company might need $30 to $100 million to do expansion, and the venture funds in Hawaii don't have that capacity.
The governor also supports completing the Honolulu Rail Transit System and will work with the county on an affordable funding plan. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.